Harry. He is another one of our ambassadors, and an ambassador because of the good work he put in during the Good Practice Seekers project, where we looked at how inclusive schools were, and the children then gave feedback and comments on this. Harry speaks about his experience in lockdown, the things that he wants to achieve, and why Marketfield School is such a special place. So, Harry, you was involved in the Good Practice Seekers project. Can you tell us what it was like being involved?
Well, basically, we went to go and review some schools.
And when you went to these schools, Harry, what kind of things were you looking for?
For people to understand what SEND means, S-E-N-D means.
Yeah. And what does S-E-N-D mean for you, Harry? Like, what would you want to tell people about S-E-N-D?
That it's pretty special.
Okay. And why do you think it's special, Harry?
It gives some people a chance.
It can obviously help people to think in different ways. The school that you go to obviously is a special school, Harry. Why do you think it's important that we have special schools?
Because then it's fair with people with autism to understand with their disability.
Yeah. And how does, because there are schools out there that people say aren't very fair and they don't understand people with autism. So what does Marketfield actually do to help children feel like they're being fair? What kind of things do they do?
Make them feel a bit comfortable and all that.
Yeah, and is that because of, is it the building that makes them feel comfortable, or is it the people inside it, the teachers and the adults? What do you think?
Well, they're both really, the building and the teachers and all that.
Yeah, so everything works together. Obviously, Marketfield's had a brand new kind of big building, which has now got so many children that some of the children have had to go over to another site, haven't they, Harry, over on a college site. Yeah. You were one of those children. What was it like for you kind of going from one place to then going to another place?
Well, I was really excited when they announced that I have to go to the college site, because it seems pretty cool to experience it before I'd probably go there after year 11.
Great. So it's actually been good for you to prepare because you're looking to go to Marketfield College in the future.
Yeah.
Why Marketfield College, Harry? What makes that college seem like a good place for you to go to?
It just feels a bit more comfortable, and it just seems really a nice place to go to for people with autism.
Brilliant. So that's it. You think they'll understand autism better, and it will just be comfortable because it will be similar to Marketfield School.
Yeah.
And this is quite a big question, Harry, because I think when I was your age, I don't know if I would have had an answer to this one. But once you've done college, what do you see yourself doing? What would you like to go and do?
Well, I kind of want to work at a shop, a video game shop or Morrison's and that.
Brilliant. And obviously people in shops like Morrison's at the moment, they're having to do lots of work because of the lockdown. I'm going to stay on talking about helping others. Obviously Marketfield School, compared to other schools, have more staff because it is a special school and we have more staff in the classroom. What kind of support have you got from the staff, Harry? What kind of things do the staff do to make Marketfield such a good place?
They understand sometimes how I feel, and maybe they might understand if I feel a bit uncomfortable with some things.
How do they understand, Harry? Is that because you feel comfortable to talk to them, or they just know?
They're both.
Do you think maybe staff in other schools could learn from Marketfield?
Yeah.
No, good, absolutely. I think that's something that other young people have told us before. They might have gone to a school and they haven't had the support they need. They've gone to Marketfield and then the staff have just understood them. So part of what I saw in you, Harry, when you were doing the Good Practice project, and why I asked you to be an ambassador, is because I saw your confidence grow. What do you think helps grow people's confidence, Harry? How do people feel more confident?
If they just want to talk about it in case if they feel uncomfortable, pretty much.
Yeah, so if there are other children listening to this podcast, Harry, and they feel really uncomfortable in school or maybe somewhere else, your advice would be to find someone you can talk to?
Yeah.
Good. And obviously we spoke about staff and the building, but what about the other children that go there? Are there, do you have good friends that go to the school?
Yeah.
And how do your friends help, Harry?
Sometimes we like talk about what the problem is and then we like give advice to other people.
Brilliant. So you actually, all the children at Markerfield kind of can support each other because they understand that all of you have different needs and different abilities.
Yeah.
That's a really good point, Harry. That's why we're doing these podcasts, because actually some of the best advice comes from all of you, because you just get it. You just understand. And sometimes there's too many adults pretending they know or saying they know. And actually you guys are the ones that know best. So it's really important that you say that. So just something that I'm asking everyone, Harry, is at the time I'm speaking to you, we're obviously in lockdown and you can't really go outside and do much. What kind of things are you doing, Harry, to keep yourself occupied and to keep your mind busy?
Well, during lockdown, I have been like playing like video games and spent like socializing with my friends on like WhatsApp or Messenger.
Do you think that's important that we have social media to be able to communicate with each other?
Yeah.
And just while you're on here, people will probably be interested. What kind of video games do you play, Harry? What games are you interested in?
Mario.
Okay, brilliant. Anything else?
Well, I'm not really into it that much, but I have do sometimes play a bit of Fortnite.
Brilliant. And I know again from speaking with other children that Fortnite can be quite popular as well. So there's a few games there that some people might think, oh yeah, I've got that game. I forgot I had it. I might go and play it. So you've mentioned obviously WhatsApp and being able to speak through there. So what difference does it make, Harry, that you're able to speak to your friends? How does that make you feel?
Happy.
Could you imagine if we lived in a world where we didn't have that and you couldn't use WhatsApp and we didn't have electronics? How hard do you think it would be, Harry?
Yeah, it would be pretty hard because, like, in the olden days, I think you had to, like, go to other houses to talk to people.
And whereas now, obviously, at the moment, we can't even do that. So it's really lucky that we've got that support, being able to pick up the phone and or the computer, or go on the computer and talk to each other, or even be able to do this podcast and chat through the computer. Is there any final kind of messages, Harry, about the multi schools and why you are going to be involved? Is there anything that you want to achieve by being involved with the multi schools?
Well, I do kind of want to like help make a difference to maybe some schools,
other schools, to maybe be more inclusive and include more children. Well, thank you, Harry. You've answered lots of different questions there on loads of different topics. And I hope anybody listening to this podcast will be able to take Harry's words and listen to them. And if they're finding it hard at the moment, be able to find different ways to communicate, but also understand about how it can be for children at special schools and the plans that Harry has for the future.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone, so let's start today.